Welcome to another episode of the Hashtags and Habits podcast. My name is Danny White, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about how to develop a content distribution strategy that works consistently and effectively for your business. We can come up with great content ideas and even create better content, but if we don't distribute that content in the places where our audience actually is, it really is of no use. This topic will be divided into three parts, and that means three episodes as well. First, we'll talk about researching your target audience through various channels and how to do that. Second, we'll talk about how to evaluate content performance and choosing the right formats for the right channels. And then third and finally, we'll talk about how to create a well-structured content distribution plan. If you are starting with the first part, that's awesome. If you've landed on the second or third part of this topic, you will want to go back and listen to the other parts to get all of my thoughts on creating a unified content distribution plan. Now, how do we go about creating an editorial calendar and a comprehensive plan for your business? Developing a comprehensive plan and an editorial calendar is crucial for executing an effective content distribution strategy. The plan should outline the frequency of publishing new content across each platform, taking into account your target audience's online behavior and preferences. An editorial calendar helps you to stay organized, ensuring that your content efforts are consistent and aligned with your marketing goals. To create a successful schedule, you'll want to consider a few factors, including ideal posting times for maximum engagement, the type of content that you're going to be posting, whether it's a short form blog post, a long form blog post, a video, social content, infographics, whatever that piece of content is, and any seasonal or industry-specific trends. You can use Google Sheets or Excel or an online tool like Asana or Monday.com. I personally like Monday.com. I've been using it for several years to organize my content. You can use either of these tools to organize your information in a clear format that can be easily shared with your team or people who are running your content. In this calendar, you'll want to outline the type of content that you are publishing for each platform. So, for example, let's say that you're publishing content to social. You'll want to share bite-sized tips or updates on platforms that you're using, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, whatever that platform is that you're using to target your customer. You're going to want to identify what type of content you are publishing that will encourage engagement from followers and that will show up in the feeds of people who might not be followers. Secondly, email marketing. If you're not using email marketing, you should be using email marketing. You're going to want to send out newsletters that feature valuable insights or exclusive offers to subscribers who have expressed interest in receiving them. Blogs, I think blogs are the baseline of the content that you should be creating. You can publish long-form blogs on your website. You can even use a platform like LinkedIn in their LinkedIn newsletters feature to publish your blog posts. You can also post your blog post in forums and groups that you might be in. These posts should address common pain points that are faced by your potential customer while showcasing, not selling, your services or your product that eventually can help solve the problem that you're addressing. Another bit of content you could be producing is around your demo requests. You can offer free trials or product demonstrations through targeted landing pages that are designed specifically for lead generation purposes within specific segments among existing clientele or among potential clientele. Creating an editorial calendar and comprehensive plan is essential for a successful content distribution strategy. Enhancing the content with visuals and shareable elements will help to further increase its reach and its engagement. By leveraging visuals, content can become more engaging and appealing to the intended audience, increasing its potential for social media sharing by up to 40%. According to HubSpot, visual content is 40 times more likely to be shared on social media than any other type of content. To achieve an effective content distribution strategy, here is what you'll want to consider. Incorporate images and videos into written content. Images and videos are powerful tools that help convey complex ideas quickly and effectively. By adding relevant images or embedding informative videos within your blog post, you not only enhance the user experience, but you also improve the chances of readers sharing your content with others across their networks. Number two is add social sharing buttons and calls to action. To encourage engagement, include social sharing buttons for platforms like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. I believe now you can also include sharing to WhatsApp and SMS on your blog post as well. This allows users to easily share the material with their connections without having to leave the page that they're viewing. Incorporate engaging calls to action to help drive desired actions, such as demo requests, sign up for a free trial, sign up for our newsletter. What is that next step that you want the client to take? These are all helpful in helping to drive engagement and showing that your content is valuable, not just to the audience that is reading it, but also to the people that are in their audience. Enhancing content with visuals and shareable elements is an effective way to increase engagement, reach a wider audience, and to build brand awareness. To further maximize the success of your content distribution strategy, it's important to track performance and to optimize accordingly. To ensure the success of your content distribution strategy, you are going to want to track performance and make data-driven optimizations. As I mentioned before, Google Analytics, Google Search Console, search engine optimization tools are all wonderful things that you can use to actually find where how your content is doing. Is it reaching your business goals? Is it providing the results that you intended for it to provide? You can monitor key metrics that indicate how well your content is performing, and that can give you optimization recommendations for how you can improve your content for it to perform better. Here are three things that you're going to want to look at when you are tracking your performance and analyzing how well your content is doing. Unique page views. Measure the number of unique visitors who have viewed a specific piece of content on your website. Number two is the bounce rate. This will allow you to track the percentage of users who leave your site after viewing only one page. This indicates oftentimes a lack of engagement with your content. There is another tool called Hotjar that you can use on your website or your landing pages. If the target is for your audience to go to one particular page, you can also see if they've gone from the top to the bottom of the page or if they've only seen what's in the first fold and never scrolled down to see the rest. Number three, you're going to want to track clicks and or downloads. You can analyze the effectiveness of various platforms and channels that were used in promoting your content by comparing clicks and downloads against total impressions or reach. Gather insights from these metrics to identify areas where improvements can be made within your overall strategy. For example, if certain types of blog posts consistently generate high bounce rates, consider revising their format or subject matter to better engage readers. Additionally, pay attention to which distribution channels are driving traffic and conversions most effectively. This information will help to inform future decisions about where to focus resources when distributing new pieces of content across different platforms. Now for repurposing high-performing content. Content repurposing is an essential tactic that can help drive more traffic and conversions. By auditing your existing materials periodically, you can identify which pieces are performing well and determine areas for improvement based on user engagement levels experienced over time. To effectively repurpose high-performing content, you're going to want to start by conducting a content audit. This process involves evaluating the performance of your blog post or article or whatever content that you've produced to understand if it resonated with your audience. Again, you can use tools like Google Analytics, SEMrush, and Ahrefs, as I mentioned above, to track metrics such as unique page views, bounce rate, how many people clicked, how many people downloaded, and essentially can tell you if your content is helping to convert or not. Here are three ways you can identify opportunities for repurposing and improving your content. One, you can create new formats. If you've written a piece of content successfully, you can turn that piece of content into an engaging visual, an infographic, or a video to reach a wider audience. Number two, you can update outdated information. refresh older pieces of content that are still relevant with up-to-date statistics or industry trends to maintain the value of their current readership and of new readers. Number three, you can distribute them across other channels. You'll want to share popular content on different platforms such as social media or email for increased visibility and lead generation opportunities. So for example, if you have published a blog post, you don't just want to publish the blog post on your website and leave it there. Put that blog post in your email content. Put that blog post on social media content. Expand that blog post in a video or on a podcast. Or do a sub-theme or subtopic in as a guest post on another platform. That is the way that you're going to want to distribute your thought leadership on one channel across multiple channels. Incorporate these strategies into your content distribution strategy, and it will help to maximize the potential of existing assets and encourage engagement from ideal customers who may be interested in additional services that are offered by your company. Remember to always optimize, not based on guesses, but based on data insights that are gathered during your research and during your optimization process. Here are 7 ways to develop an effective content distribution strategy. If you want to get the most out of your content efforts, you need to have an effective content distribution strategy. Here's where you want to start. Number one, research your target audience to understand their preferences, their interests, their demographics, and their pain points. Number two, evaluate the performance of your current content to identify what is working and what is not working. Number three, choose suitable content formats that align with your business goals and that most of all resonate with your audience. Number four, create a content distribution calendar to plan and organize your content distribution efforts. Number five, select relevant distribution channels that reach your target audience and align with your business goals. Number six, set KPIs to measure the success of your content distribution efforts and to monitor your progress. Number seven, enrich your content with visual elements to enhance engagement and to encourage sharing across channels. Now you might be asking, what is a content distribution strategy? A content distribution strategy is a systematic approach to planning and executing the dissemination of created material across various platforms to reach the intended audience. This includes owned media, earned media, and paid media channels for optimal visibility and engagement. The four types of distribution strategies that you are going to want to implement are intensive blanket coverage. This is where your products or services are made available everywhere. Selective coverage, which is where you are targeting a specific outlet or a specific region for maximum results. Exclusive single channel coverage. This is where you're focusing on one platform, one or one partnership to get you the results that you need. Then direct to consumer. This is where you're bypassing all of the middlemen in the middle, all of the social channels, all of the sponsorships, all of the partnerships, and you are going directly through e-commerce to the customer. The most important element in a successful content distribution strategy is understanding your target audience, knowing what they want, knowing what they don't want, knowing the pains and the problems that they have, and having the solution to solve them will help you create and distribute relevant content that resonates with them. This information can be gathered through surveys, interviews, social media, and analyzing website data and through analytical tools as well. Developing an effective content distribution strategy requires a deep understanding of your target audience, evaluating your current content performance, choosing suitable formats and channels for distribution, creating a content calendar, setting KPIs, and monitoring progress. By following all of these steps, you can create engaging content that resonates with your audience while maximizing its reach through various channels. If you want help with your content distribution strategy, my agency, DW Creative Consulting, is ready to do that for you. Go to our website, dwccagency.com, and shoot us an email from there, or you can book a consultation right from the website and have a chat with us. If this podcast has been helpful to you, share it with your friends so subscribe, and leave a review. This is the only way we know we're growing in the podcast world. If you have questions about content strategy, marketing operations, social media, or digital marketing in general, you can shoot us an email to hashtagsandhabitspodcast@gmail.com, and I may just answer your question on an upcoming episode. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.